tribe time now.
Welcome to Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Tribe Talk is brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Access the number one care in Ohio anytime, anywhere. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. By KeyBank, the banking home of the Cleveland Indians.
Welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. A holiday weekend. Hope you're out and about and having some enjoyable time here as we get closer to Christmas coming up shortly. But thanks for taking some time out to listen to Tribe Talk this week. And you are rewarded with a fun look back at one of the great accomplishments of this year's Cleveland Indians, the 22-game win streak. The streak in review is what we'll call this week's show as we take a look back at the Indians' American League record-setting 22-game win streak that continued, and it was made 22 in a row in dramatic fashion.
Here it comes. A swing and a drive to deep right, down the line, base hit, into the corner, around third, coming home, Ramirez. It's a game winner for Jay Bruce, and history marches on.
So that's just the tip of the iceberg as we'll get rolling with Tribe Talk after this timeout on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland, where it's the Streak Show this week, and a real treat here on this holiday weekend with Christmas on Monday, Christmas Eve tomorrow. So thanks so much for taking some time to tune in to Tribe Talk this weekend, as I'm sure you're out and about taking care of some last-minute planning during the holiday season. Great to have you with us as we talk baseball on the radio here in downtown Cleveland. And we mentioned Streak Show. We are celebrating the Indians' 22-game winning streak, the American League record that was set this past August and September by the Tribe. And we begin by taking a look at the early stages of this streak. The Indians, they were kind of innocently enough pulling away from the field in the American League Central Division. You may recall it had been a struggle for the Tribe to really put some distance between themselves and not only their opponents, but the 500 mark. In fact, coming back from that West Coast road swing to open the second half out in Oakland and San Francisco, the Indians had a record of just 48-45. They were a half game in front of their closest pursuers in the Central at that point. And they never did relinquish the lead, even though the Minnesota Twins hung around a lot longer than many folks expected. But the Indians certainly were not giving any indication that they would win 102 regular season games by the time the season was done. So it's the Tribe and the Red Sox at Progressive Field, August the 24th. The Indians had dropped two straight, and they were looking for the split of a four-game series after winning that first game and dropping the next two. There was plenty of offense, unexpectedly, with a pitching matchup of Chris Sale and Trevor Bauer in this one. It turned into a wild one.
Now the wind and pitch. Swung on, blasted, deep center field. This ball is gone! Holy smokes! Over the 19-foot wall in center. Bruce has hit his fourth home run with the Indians, his first at Progressive Field as an Indian, and overall number 33 for Jay Bruce, 9-4 Indians, as he got a hanging curveball and hit it over the 19-foot wall in center field. My goodness.
So a 13-6 win started the streak back on August the 24th. Next night, Royals in town, Tribe and Kansas City in town for that three-game weekend series. Ryan Merritt was on the mound to start that series, game one, and he was just outstanding.
The pitch. Strike three, call. Painted the inside corner. Perez has some words for Sam Hulbrick. Folks, Ryan Merritt's only made 77 pitches in six innings. And he is throwing a shutout. This is the longest he's ever gone in a major league game. What a pick-me-up for the Indians Ryan Merritt has been tonight.
So a 4-0 Tribe win the next night. Again, the Royals in town, game two of the series. Same score in the end, 4-0. And this time it was Mike Clevenger and the Indians' bullpen that were magnificent. And there's no question the play of this game came from Bradley Zimmer in the fifth inning. Outfield playing it straight up on Lorenzo Cain. Clevenger from the stretch. Here's his pitch. Swung on, line drive. Left center field, long run. Zimmer leaps. Did he make the catch? Oh, he did! Highlight reel catch by Bradley Zimmer. The only way this game is still scoreless is because Zimmer played Superman again. Flying through the air to haul in that line drive off the bat of Lorenzo Cain. Unbelievable. So, yes, not only hitting and pitching outstanding for the Tribe during this streak, but great defense as well. Sunday, Indians looking for the sweep of the Royals. Game four of the streak. And it was a day where there was little doubt early on as the Indians put this one away early in the second inning thanks to Yan Gomes.
Breeze blowing in on an overcast Sunday. Tribe routing the Royals 8-0. Bases loaded, one out in the second. The pitch. Swung and blasted to deep left. Away, back and gone. Yan Gomes has hit the Indians' fifth grand slam. And the Indians have removed, if there was any doubt, leading it 12-0, a 9-run second inning. What a day, what an inning for Yan Gomes.
So a 12-0 victory for the Tribe, completing the sweep of the Royals. Four straight wins in the books for the Indians, and it was on to New York and the beginning of an 11-game road trip, New York, Detroit, and Chicago. Three games in the Bronx, and it was all long ball in the opener as the Indians took the early lead thanks to Jose Ramirez.
The payoff, swung on, this has hit a ton to deep right center, and it is gone. Jose Ramirez with a solo homer to right center, his 19th. The pitch. Swung on, blasted. Deep right field. Way up and out of here. Into the second deck. Jose Ramirez, 2. New York, 2. Boy, did he put a charge into that baby. A second deck homer to right by Jose Ramirez to tie this game at 2. And he now has 20 bombs on the year.
Tribe went on to a 6-2 win, win number 5 in the streak. And then Tuesday, a rainout. Mother Nature with a win, but it wasn't enough to stop the Indians as the next day. In a doubleheader against the Yankees, it was business as usual. Game one, the Tribe got 2 runs in the first inning, and thanks to more dominant pitching, that would be enough.
Curveball swung on, a one-hop smash, gobbled up at second by Ramirez. What a great job he did taking that tough hop and really kind of smothering it in his midsection. And Trevor Bauer has given the Indians 6 innings and only allowed a run.
So the Tribe won the opener 2-1. In the nightcap, Ryan Merritt was on the mound once again, and once again he did the job with an Indians offense as well that was really starting to roll.
Now the wind and the pitch to Lindor. It swung on and hammered high and deep to left field and gone. Frankie Lindor hits his 25th. 10 of them right-handed. A moonshot in the Bronx. 9-1 Indians.
9-4, the final score. The Indians win Game 2. The win streak was at 7. A much-needed off day came on Thursday, August the 31st, and then Friday, September 1st, a day-night doubleheader in Detroit. Tribe trying to keep the streak alive. Game 1 saw the Indians and Tigers battle to a 2-2 tie through 8 innings, and in the ninth, the Tribe would strike for what proved to be the decisive run.
Infield in the pitch. Lindor with a line drive, base hit, center field. He nearly decapitated Shane Green. The Indians take a 3-2 lead, and Frankie Lindor blisters a single to center to drive in Jay Bruce. Lindor gets RBI number 67, and the Indians are back on top, 3-2 here in the ninth inning.
3-2, the Tribe wins the opener, and in the nightcap, another blowout, and this time great pitching courtesy of Mike Clevenger and the bullpen, and a big day at the plate for one of two of the Tribe's hot-hitting catchers, Roberto Perez.
First pitch swinging, and Perez driving a deep left field. Gone! Roberto Perez with his third RBI. A bullet home run over the fence in left. He has four home runs. He had a two-run single his last time up. He smoked the first Blaine Hardy offering, and it's 6-0 Indians.
10-0, the final score. Indians win the nightcap. The win streak was at 9 after Friday night's doubleheader sweep. On to Saturday, another game in Detroit, and once again it was the Indians taking the lead early and never looking back as they led this one 5-0 after 5. And with Tribe ace Corey Kluber on the mound, that is always plenty of run support.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Corey Kluber with another strikeout. It's his sixth as he gets Navarro. And through six, Cleveland dominating Detroit again.
5-2, the final. The Indians make it 10 in a row heading into Sunday's game at Detroit. Tribe looking for another sweep. And thanks to a monster day from Jose Ramirez, they made it happen.
Indians 8, Tigers 1, 8th inning. Ramirez leading it off. He awaits the payoff. Here it comes. A swing and a drive to deep center. Jones going back. Still back. It's over his head. Hits the track. Goes up against the wall. It's a 3-double, 2-homer game for Jose Ramirez. And in any other ballpark, he'd have his first 3-homer game. He hit the track in dead center, which is 420 feet away. Oh, my goodness. Jose Ramirez.
The win streak was at 11, and with rosters expanded in the final month of the season, several young Indians players are up with the ball club from the minor leagues and making an impact, including Francisco Mejia. Mejia in there from the left side against the right-hander. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on, lined up the middle, a base hit into center field. Rounding third, heading for home is Santana. The throw is dropped at the plate. Santana scores, and the Indians take a 3-0 lead. And they do it on the first major league hit for Francisco Mejia, and it drives in a run. Now, how about that? Francisco Mejia gets that first base hit, and it's just a solid line drive single to center. He'll enjoy that one. So it was a 5-3 Indians win on Labor Day Monday behind Trevor Bauer, and the Indians had a 12-game win streak at that point. Tuesday night, game two of the series, actually the first game that saw the opposition take a lead of any kind during the streak, which again was now at 12 games. White Sox had a 4-3 lead when Jose Ramirez took charge.
Now the 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, blasted. Deep left center. This game is tied. A hanging breaking ball, and Jose Ramirez has done it again. A solo blast to left center. And we have got ourselves a 4-4 game, and Jose Ramirez has his third multi-homer game on this road trip.
9-4, the Tribe wins it. 13 in a row for the Indians heading into Wednesday night in Chicago, trying to tie the franchise record of 14 wins in a row. It was set last season, and Carlos Carrasco turned in a masterpiece.
Carrasco comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on a dribbler, rolled toward second. Gonzalez gloves, throws, got him! Ball game! The Indians make it 14 straight. They equal the club record for the longest winning streak in franchise history. A record they set 1 year ago. And a chance to break it tomorrow night with arguably the best pitcher in the American League in Corey Kluber.
So there it is. The club record was tied. And number 15, would it come that next night in Chicago? Well, you know the answer to that. But we'll find out how it happened at the White Sox ballpark when we return after this timeout as we continue to take a look back at history being made for the Indians in 2017 with their 22-game winning streak. That's coming your way shortly as we continue with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. It's a look back this week, a treat for you on this holiday weekend as we take a look back at the Indians' record-breaking, American League record-breaking 22-game win streak. We come back looking for win number 15, September the 7th in Chicago, the final game of an 11-game road trip. And that's where the biggest difference lies between what we talked about earlier with the Giants' win streak back in 1916. All their games came at home. The Indians were all over the place on an 11-game road swing, keeping the streak going. And as they took the field in Chicago with Corey Kluber on the mound, would it be a close, low-scoring game? Not in this streak. There hadn't been many. And this one, well, it kept right along that path.
The pitch. Allen with a drive to deep left. Away, back and gone. How about that? The first major league home run for Greg Allen. Oh, did he put a charge into that one. 10-2 Indians. Oh, is this kid going to be something special? Thank you, Jonathan Lucroy.
11-2, the final score, 15 in a row, a new franchise record set by the Indians in Chicago. And they wasted no time getting it going on Friday night here in Cleveland, opening up a new homestand, trying to keep the win streak alive. And Edwin Encarnacion got it going early.
Outfielders, they're fairly deep straight away, but off the lines. The pitch swung on. Towering blast. Deep center. It's got a chance. It is gone! Edwin Encarnacion. 3. Baltimore. Nothing. A towering 3-run blast to dead center. Number 34. And give Encarnacion 88 RBIs. How is he on a roll?
And number 17 was a Saturday here at Progressive Field, the Tribe in the second of a three-game series against Baltimore, trying to come through, and one of the big keys during the streak, newly acquired outfielder Jay Bruce coming up big. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, line drive, base hit into right field, and that'll put the Indians in front. 2-1 on the RBI single by Jay Bruce. And they love him here at Progressive Field. With the streak sitting at 17 wins in a row going into Sunday's series finale on Sunday night against the Baltimore Orioles, Trevor Bauer was on the mound, and he had another solid outing going, holding the Orioles to just one run through six innings. And it was in the bottom of the sixth when the game turned for the Tribe.
Hellickson, he delivers. Perez with a drive, deep left field, it is gone! And Roberto Perez hits number 5. And the Indians have a 2-1 lead here in inning number 6. Lindor climbs back in. Taps that bat on home plate one time, takes two practice swings, twirls it once, cocks it in position, and now the pitch to him. A swing and a drive to deep right, away, back, gone. Back-to-back jacks. Perez. goes, and now Lindor hits number 29. And the Indians have a 3-1 lead here in the sixth inning.
Then in the ninth inning, it was Cody Allen on to close it out.
Cody Allen, one strike away from his 26th save. And the Indians, one strike away from an 18th consecutive win. Allen, into the motion. Here it comes. Swung on, looping liner to right. Coming on, Jay Bruce. Makes the catch. Ball game. All right, now there is no stopping the Cleveland Indians. They sweep the Baltimore Orioles. More importantly, history continues to march on. 18 in a row for the Cleveland Indians.
So the Indians won it by a final score of 3-2, and it was on to Monday when they would take on a new opponent, the Detroit Tigers. With the streak now standing at 18 wins in a row, the Tigers in town for a three-game series, and it was all Indians, and win number 19 decided early.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a line drive. Gapper, right center, gets down, goes to the wall. Diaz scores. Gomes scores. Look at Allen flying, scoring. Lindor head first, slide at third. It's a triple. Ball gets away, backed up near the stands by the pitcher, Jay. And Lindor's cleared the bases. A three-run triple up the alley in right center. And Greg Allen looked like a relay man on an Olympic team, and he almost caught the field.
Here's the pitch to Ramirez. He swings and launches one high and deep to right. Way back there. Home run, Jose Ramirez. 7-0 try.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went right back to the curveball, and Carrasco has struck out 9 and is dazzling the Tigers again. He's made 6 starts against Detroit this year. He has not given up more than 2 runs in any of the 6 starts.
He led the Indians to that 11-0 win, their 6th shutout of the win streak. On Tuesday, much tighter ball game, a 2-0 win over the Tigers. And looking for win number 20 in a row, Corey Kluber was on the mound, and that meant no problem for the Tribe.
Kluber comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Cabrera. A swing and a bouncer to third. Urshela gloves, throws, ball game! A record-tying night in Cleveland! The Indians have matched the American League record. They have won 20 in a row, the second team in the history of the American League to win 20 straight, joining the Oakland A's of 2002. And could it end any more appropriately with Corey Kluber besting Miguel Cabrera, representing the tying run at the plate? Corey Kluber may have won his second Cy Young tonight. A dominating performance in front of the nation. A 5-hit shutout for Kluber. His 3rd shutout of the year. His 5th complete game. His 16th win. And the Indians, with back-to-back shutouts of the Tigers, a major league leading 19 shutouts on the year. And oh, yeah, the Indians still haven't lost since August 23rd.
So the Indians had tied that Oakland Athletics 20-game win streak from back in 2002, that great team with the likes of Miguel Tejada, Eric Chavez, Jason Giambi. A lot of power there for the Athletics and a great pitching rotation that featured Tim Hudson, Mark Mulder, and Barry Zito, and they ripped off 20 in a row, and the Indians equaled that on this night in downtown Cleveland. Now, coming up next, we'll finish up the streak in review with two of the most exciting games of the 2017 season. Indians looking to set a new American League record for consecutive wins. When we come back, Tribe Talk continuing on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying this look back at the streak in review, the Indians' record-setting 22-game winning streak in September, or starting in August, and then on into September this past season, a true highlight of a wonderful regular season for the Indians. And remember, this streak happened after Michael Brantley injured his ankle. He was unavailable for the entirety of the streak. Same with second baseman Jason Kipnis. Would you have ever said that the Indians could rip off 22 straight wins without arguably two of their best hitters? Certainly Brantley and Kipnis have shown that over the years, that when they are going well, they can be as tough outs as anybody, and both were unavailable throughout the streak. Couple of notes on the streak. During the 22 games, the Indians, this is how dominant they were, they nearly quadrupled the run production of their opponents, outscoring the opposition 142-37. And to break that down, it's about 6.5 runs a game for the Tribe, less than 2 runs a game for the opponent. And that 105-run differential was the best 22-game margin in Indians franchise history and the largest by any major league team over that stretch since the 1939 New York Yankees. So it doesn't happen often, and the Indians were on their way to working on some history. And then we picked things up again. They had just won game number 20 in a row against the Tigers, and they were finishing out the 3-game series against Detroit on a Wednesday afternoon, September the 13th. And again, it was Jay Bruce who would get things going for the Tribe.
Farmer with a high hold delivers. A swing and a high drive. This is hit to deep left center field. It is gone. Hit right near the yellow line in deep left center. And trapped back on the playing field. It is ruled a 3-run home run. And the Tigers may challenge the call. Everybody waited for the umpires to give a signal. And Brad Ausmus says, check it out. Well, let's see. The headsets are off. Here's the call. Home run! Now the Tigers aren't happy. The Indians, Jay Bruce, has put the Tribe on top of this one by a score of 3-1.
Score was 5-3 Tribe in the ninth inning. Cody Allen on to finish it off.
Allen into the motion, the wind and the pitch. Swung and ripped to left. Chisenhall coming on. Slides, he made the catch. Ball game. And mark it down, folks. History on September 13th of 2017. The Cleveland Indians have set a new American League record, winning their 21st consecutive ball game.
That moved them into a tie with the 1935 Chicago Cubs for what many believe is the major league record. So, Thursday night, it was the Royals in town and one of the most dramatic regular season games in Progressive Field history, with two close games against the Tigers setting the stage for the incredible night on Thursday night. There was no lack of drama from the get-go. We'll pick it up with the Indians batting in the bottom half of the ninth. Kansas City has the lead. They're on top 2-1, looking to end the streak.
So Francisco Lindor, the switch hitter, will bat left-handed. And he is the Indians' last hope at continuing this historical run. Outfield slightly toward left, medium deep for Lindor, who's had a team-high 9 homers and a team-high 19 RBIs in the winning streak. Gonzalez, modest lead at first. The 2-2. Swung and drilled. Deep left field. Gordon back at the wall. Leaps. It's off the wall. Kicks back to left center. Gonzalez scores the tying run. Lindor, big turn. He'll stay at second. How about that? Frankie Lindor, down to his last strike, rips an RBI double the opposite way off the 19-foot wall and left. Eric Gonzalez scores the tying run from first.
So the Indians would send it to extra innings. Cody Allen came on. He cruised through the top half of the 10th inning. And then it was Jose Ramirez leading things off in the bottom of the 10th.
Jose Ramirez, a three-hit game, the pitch. He swings and rips another base hit to the gap in right center. Cut off by Kane. He'll go for two. Throw to second. Head first slide. Double. Oh, he took a chance on one of the best center fielders in the game. A line shot base hit to right center. Lorenzo Kane cut it off. Threw to second, and Jose Ramirez with a head-first slide, this time able to stay on the bag, and has his fourth hit of the game. How about the guts of Ramirez?
The next batter, Edwin Encarnacion, walked, and that brought up Jay Bruce.
Still nobody out in a 2-2 game in the 10th. Bruce awaiting the 2-0 pitch. Here it comes. A swing and a drive to deep right, down the line, base hit, into the corner, around third, coming home, Ramirez. It's a game winner for Jay Bruce, and history marches on. A mob scene in shallow center. Jay Bruce getting pummeled. As he smoked one down the right field line, a game-winning single for Jay Bruce. And the Indians continue this improbable run. 22 consecutive wins. And the Indians get their first walk-off win in the streak.
And after the game, we caught up with Bruce right in the middle of the celebration.
Jay, a couple of days ago we were talking about one of your best moments in baseball, a walk-off home run to clinch a division title. Is this anywhere close? Hold on for the Gatorade shower. Is this anywhere close?
Yeah, it is. It is. This is something that, you know, so I guess maybe one other team's done, you know, and for it to be us is a little bit surreal, but we're on a, you know, we're just playing ball, man. We're just doing what we can, and we're playing great.
And first time in the streak where you've been up against it in the ninth inning, but it seemed like maybe the team needs that a little bit, huh?
I wouldn't say that, man. We were down to our last strike there. We had the right guy at the plate at the right time, and he was able to come through, and we got ourselves another chance. And I always feel good when that bullpen door opens, and you know, we got those guys coming in.
How about you, the at-bat in the 10th inning? Take us through it.
You know, I know Maurer has good stuff, great stuff. He's gotten me a couple times. I got into a hitter's count there, and I just wanted to try not to do too much. That's kind of my biggest deal. If you know, always, you know, try not to do too much. And I think that's what worked.
So that was it. A tremendous stretch of baseball for the Indians, a streak that many won't soon forget. A lot of folks came out. Maybe they would not have in the month of September, but they were on hand as the latter stages of the streak concluded at Progressive Field and made for some exciting baseball in the month of September for the Indians. When we come back, we'll hear from Tribe manager Terry Francona and Indian starting pitcher Josh Tomlin on the historic accomplishment. That's as Tribe Talk continues on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. Hope you've enjoyed our look back at the streak in review, the Indians' record-setting 22-game winning streak this past August and September, an American League record set by the Tribe. Well, after the streak was complete, of course, Terry Francona, Tribe manager, had his thoughts on it, and he was reluctant to talk about the streak as it was going along until the very much latter stages. But once it was done, he talked about it with the voice of the Tribe, Tom Hamilton.
Tito, you've seen everything. You've done everything as a player, as a coach, as a manager. In your vast experience, what have you learned in the aftermath of a 22-game winning streak in the past when you've gone through this?
You know, you think you've seen it all, and you know you're not even close. I guess part of what I tried to convey was that we live in the moment so much, and I know people roll their eyes sometimes, but it's how I feel. And I still feel that way. You know, very proud of what our guys are accomplishing. I don't want to put it in the past tense because, yeah, okay, a streak may be over, but we still have, I think, 13 games left in our season, and hopefully our best baseball is ahead of us because that's the way we look at it.
Well, I thought what you guys did last night. First off, that crowd for a moment was shocked. I don't think anyone could believe, what do you mean they got beat? And then that crowd responded with one of the most impressive, emotional, thunderous ovations we've seen. And for you guys to come out, it's one of the neat moments in this ballpark's history, Terry.
You know, it was. I thought the way they responded, it you know, because normally when a game's over, I just grab my thing and I duck under and head up here. And I started to hear it, and Millsy and I kind of stopped for a minute, and the guys were terrific because we just lost. And I thought it was a good moment all the way around, the fans, for the players, to do it together and both to acknowledge each other.
Terry, and really on a serious note, I mean, you haven't gone through this before, but you've had winning streaks wherever you've been. Can there be an emotional letdown after something like this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it certainly could be. I think that's why we view things the way we do, because win, lose, or draw, you don't want letdowns. You want to come to the ballpark every day ready to attack, you know, embrace that game. That's why we view it the way we do, because letdowns aren't good. We don't want those. And so, like I, you know, and I know I say it ad nauseum, but that's why we attack the game at hand, and then you move on.
Final note or two about the streak. Not only was it an American League record, but it established, obviously, an Indians franchise record for a winning streak. And it was just a year ago, in 2016, that the Indians set their previous mark with 14 straight wins. That was a win streak that came during late June and early July, the first game of July. They also had a pair of 13-game win streaks back in 1942 and 1951, but nothing the likes of the 22-gamer. But the fact it came a season after they had set their other record of 14 just a year ago certainly made it remarkable, and the Indians became just the third team in the modern era of Major League Baseball, and that's dating back to 1900, with multiple winning streaks of 14 or more games in back-to-back seasons, joining those New York Giants who won the 26th straight back in 1916. And wouldn't you know it, the Chicago Cubs were in there too back in 1935 and 1936. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Tribe Talk. Hope you've enjoyed it over the holiday seasons. Join us next week as we'll keep it rolling on the hot stove editions of Tribe Talk. Until then, this is Jim Rosenhaus. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you prior to New Year's right here on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. Come on, oh yeah. It's Tribe Time now. Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to scream and shout? Let's crank up the noise. It's game. Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network has been brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Access the number one care in Ohio anytime, anywhere. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Cleveland Indians. By KeyBank, the banking home of the Cleveland Indians.